views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And please check out my Facebook, Angels and Answers Facebook. I have Artie Hoffman Facebook. I got my YouTube on my website, ArtieHoffman.com. And if anybody wants a private reading, whether it be in person in Woodbridge, New Jersey, or over the phone, feel free to call me at 877-ANGEL-02 and my talented partner, Sky. If anybody wishes to get, you know, a wonderful reading by her, just feel free to give her a call at 908-500-1474, because you won't go wrong, I tell you. And do it with, she's got, like, I think, 60 years experience at this, 55, 60 years. It could be 100, I don't know. But it's way up there. So, and I've been doing this now for, been doing this now for about 27 years as far as psychic medium stuff. And, I fell into it by accident, believe it or not. I know there's no such thing as accident, blah, blah, blah. But, but I fell into it. And, people are always amazed how I became, how I started with this. I saw something in the junk mail. That was it. I had nothing. I had spit. I had squat, nada. And, there was a piece of mail in the junk mail, and it said, "How would you like to develop your intuitiveness? Go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach, and develop your psychic ability." And I said, "Holy crap, I didn't know you could, learn how to do this. I thought either you had it or you didn't." And, and so I went away for that one weekend, and they taught you how to open up your heart and mind to be unconditional. And lo and behold, I got to be pretty good at it. And a hobby turned into a career. And now I do this full time. And now, we have this national radio show, and I've read for over 17,000 people. And it's been pretty cool. I've done shows at casinos in Atlantic City, and have done parties all over the country. And I have met the coolest, and I truly mean the coolest people doing what I do. And I feel so incredibly blessed. And what's really cool about what I do is, like, there's no prep work at all. It's like, I never know what's going to happen until the moment happens, And once I get into the reading, or once I get to the party, or once I start doing the show, all of a sudden, magic happens. I do say my prayers to the Holy Spirit. I do say my prayers to the angels for their assistance, for their guidance, so that they could send me all the accurate information into my heart, mind, and soul. And I thank them afterwards, and because that's where all the information comes from, And, anybody could do what I do. It just depends how dedicated you are and, how willing you are. So if anybody wants to take classes from myself, I'm probably going to be conducting classes within a month's time. So if you went to my website and checked on my email and sent me a word that you'd be interested in learning how to do it, or if you have enough friends who are interested, I'll travel to your place. If you have enough people who are interested, and it will be a lot of fun. All right. I've had nothing but great success as far as showing people how to, be psychic or to open up their intuitiveness. And it's very, very exciting. It's like a whole nother aspect of life. And, you know, when people share their stories and their experiences of what just happened to them. I mean, my brother, who's an accountant, who's like black and white can be, you know, with life itself. You know, a very cool person. He's never done this before. And, you know, so a mutual friend of ours, you know, had a bunch of people over her house. My brother decided he was going to come. I was extremely impressed that he showed up. And, you know, he did it. He with no expectations. And it turns out he's pretty damn good. I was, like, incredibly impressed. I was almost jealous. I wasn't jealous. But I was just so, I really was. I was so happy that my brother came, and I was so happy that, you know, he was able to connect and really be specific on telling people about what's going on in their life. And he's never done this before. So, let me tell you something. If I could teach my brother how to do it, I could definitely teach you how to do it. And it's literally about trusting, right? It's about allowing yourself to feel comfortable within your own skin, all right, feeling comfortable in the moment. And I know how to make everybody feel comfortable, all right? Even the biggest skeptics, I can even help. And it's a lot of fun because there's no pressure, you know? There's literally no pressure. And how when I first started charging people for doing what I do, what I did to take all the pressure off of myself, when I started reading people and I was asking, you know, for me, that was a lot of money. I was asking $45 for a half hour, you know, and I was used to busting my ass for about, you know, $15-$20 an hour. And now I'm asking for $45 for a half hour. So there was a part of me that felt really bad. And there's a lot of people out there who are listening now who have a hard time charging people or what they feel they're worth because, I don't know, you know, I feel bad for asking for money. I don't know if I'm right or whatever, whatever. So this is what I did in the ad in the paper. I put an ad in the paper and it said, if I don't pull through, no charge. And so all the pressure was off of me. So I was allowed to do my thing, all right? I, you know, when people came into my place and I started reading for them, you know, whether I was connecting to their loved one who passed away or whether I was doing a reading for them, you know, I would just do my thing. And 90% of the people paid me. And 10% didn't, and that's okay. Because my attitude is, you know what? We shared some time together, and that was it. And, you know, so it was a half hour or whatever it was. And it was really, really cool. And I'll never forget, there was this one lady who I did a reading for, and I was giving her specific names, specific dates upon her mother. And she said, no, 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 no. And I said, all right, you know what? I don't feel like I'm connecting for you. And I was even giving other specifics. What happened was, you know, and I told her, I said, don't worry about it, no charge. What happened was, she looked at the rosary beads from her best friend who passed away. And the dates and the name that was on the back, which was her confirmation name, I gave that name and I gave the date and I gave certain specifics. It had to do with her best friend and not her mother. And she said, Artie, you actually turned out to be better than what you thought, what I thought. And so therefore, I'm giving you the $45 that you asked for. And, oh, my God, what a blessing that was. I felt so happy. And a lot of times when I did readings for people, you know, in the moment, I wasn't sure if I was right. They couldn't relate to what I was saying in the moment. And what happened was I started getting calls and emails days, weeks, and even months later and said, hey, Artie, this came true. Hey, Artie, that came true. So I said, you know, thank God, you know, that, you know, stuff is happening because, you know, I really do. I want to give my best to everybody, you know, and that's my intentions. I really do. I would like to please everybody. You can't please everybody. I mean, there was a time when there was a young couple who came in to see me, all right, they lost a child. They had four kids, All right, and they lost the fifth child, and they were, like, totally depressed. When I say they lost a child, they lost a child that miscarried. It's not like the child was 1, 2, 5, or 8 or something like that, but lost a child that miscarried or right at birth. And they were upset, which is understandable. And so the angels were pulling through, and I was giving them answers, and they were still, like, you know, a little down and out. I gave them the names of each of their children. I gave them the name of the babysitter. All right. I told them certain circumstances. And so I was doing a reading at an angel store. So the lady said, you know, who's the owner of the angel store? She goes, so how did you like your reading? And they walked away. Says, nah, Artie was just all right. He was just, you know, we didn't really get what we wanted. But, you know, that's okay. It is what it is. So when I walked out of the room, you know, and I started, you know, hanging out with, you know, the owner of the angel store, her name is Ann. And I said, so how'd it go? So she was telling me what they said. I said, are you serious? I said, I gave them the name of all their kids. I gave them the name of their babysitter. I told them specific situations, what was going on. And they still thought I wasn't good enough because they only wanted to hear from that one child. And the thing is that when you are putting all your energy just into what's not right, then you want to know something? You are doing yourself, you're doing God, and you're doing the angels a disservice because there are so many blessings going on in your life and that you're not acknowledging them. You know, you're just looking at what's not right. And a lot of people do that with their partners, or they do that with their kids, you know, and that's the perfectionism people, because people have expectations, you know, and that's what screws up everybody. When my mom always says, if your expectations are really high, then you know what? You're going to be set up for disappointment. So she's learned not to put high expectations. She said, you don't put high expectations into people or situations. She said, you can never be disappointed. She said, you shoot for the best. She said, you shoot and hope for the best and be prepared for the worst. And, you know, if it pulls through, great. And if not, well, that's all right, too. It is what it is. So, but listen, everybody, I'm going to be taking a call real soon from all the way from New Jersey in my home state in just a little bit. So stick around here with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. And if anybody would like to get a reading, just give me a call at 800-930-2819. Visit my Facebook, Angels and Answers, and Artie Hoffman. And also check out my YouTube. I got really cool YouTubes up there with my website. So, yeah, check it out, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And right now we have a very patient person all the way from New Jersey. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Hi. I'm having a lot of changes, I know, coming this year, and I'm a little concerned about my future, and I didn't know whether you could see where I was going, thinking of moving, you know, from the area. I'm not sure if I'm making the right choice. You know, and if I do, about my job, too, I have to start up with more or less start like a whole new life again. So it's a little concerned about it.
Okay, I understand. You want to know something? Rather than being concerned, I want you to start to get excited about it. I really do. I want you to start to get excited about it. I definitely see a very necessary move for you. And when I'm seeing for you as far as moving, I'm seeing like a whole new life for you and new beginnings and a new job. And I'm very enthusiastic, actually, for you, even though you're concerned only because the unknown is very scary.
Yes.
And so I understand that. But want to know something? I'm clearly hearing a voice in my head that's saying a move is very necessary. And I really feel like you're going to be very, very happy probably by July. I feel like a course of events that you start to prepare your life for necessary changes, and don't sit there like a duck, like, you know, like a feather in the wind, and you're just waiting for circumstances to happen. You need to, like, grab the bull by the horns and take life by the horns and start saying, all right, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm going. Don't be a pawn on somebody else's chessboard. Take control of your own life.
Okay.
And that's when life starts to get exciting, because you're not feeling like, oh, you know, I'm nervous. What are they going to do? Or am I able to afford? Or, you know, you start making things happen. Don't wait for things to happen, but start taking control of your life. And when you start taking control of your life, I promise you things are going to start changing. But I'm actually very excited for you for a new move and new opportunities. I really am.
Okay. Can you see what kind of job I might end up with, or?
I'm sorry?
What area I should look in? Can you see, like, what job area I should be looking in, or do you see any jobs coming my way?
What jobs? Well, I feel like it's in the same kind of category of what you've been used to in the past. What have you been doing before? What kind of jobs have you been doing
with
before?
People I've been doing housekeeping and taking care of children.
Okay. And again, this is what I see you in, kind of like in the same field, you know. Believe it or not, I don't know if you're going to be buying a new car or if you're going to be working for them, but I see you working. It's either you're buying a new car or you're getting a new Ford, but I'm clearly seeing something about the Ford industry.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I have no plans on buying a new car right now anyway.
You are or you're not?
No, I'm not. not. I have to concentrating more on like where I'm going to live and how can I afford it.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm not wrong, all right? I promise you I'm not wrong, but there is something about I clearly see a Ford dealership. So it's telling me one of two things. Either A, you're going to end up working, you know, whether it be customer service or something like that, or you're going to be getting a new car or a good used car, even though you say you're not.
Okay.
But like I said, the angels are showing me the Ford industry, so that's what I'm seeing. But no, actually, I'm more enthusiastic about it. And as you start to look and search for other places that's within your reach and other jobs at the same time, everything's going to piece together for you. But like I said, don't sit there in the wind, given your circumstances, and then now it's like, oh, no, what am I going to do? Or, oh, no, you know, don't play your life like you're a victim.
Right. Okay.
All right? Because self-pity is not going to buy you crap. You have to grab the bull by the horns, and this is what you got to do. And the more you put yourself out there, the more you advertise yourself, be enthusiastic. Whoever has you working for them is very lucky. And I want you to sell yourself on that. Don't oversell yourself, but sell yourself on that. And treat every single person like they're your best friend.
Okay. Right?
And I always tell people, whenever you go for a job interview, treat the person who's interviewing you like you've known them forever or like, you know, like they're your best friend. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, put your foot and your leg up on the furniture and chew gum and stuff like that.
Right.
But still, just treat them like you've known them forever. And so long as you're feeling comfortable, you're giving that air of feeling comfortable, they're going to feel comfortable with you.
Right.
But as far as your work quality and the integrity of yourself, you're golden. You're very good.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you not to have a job. It's just by your choices that you're not. So you just have to, like, you know, put yourself out there, and it's going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen.
Do you see when I'm going to be moving or to what place I'll be moving to?
It's around July.
Really?
Yeah, there's going to be a strong move happening around July. This is what I'm seeing. As far as the area, you're going to be around water. You're going to be, I have a feeling that you're going to end up living in a town, either working or living in a town that's right by water.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not saying you're living on the water, but a town within a town that's along the water.
Right. Okay. That's what I had planned on, moving to an area like that.
What was that?
I had planned on moving down to an area like that by the water.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. You're going to end up working with a family if you allow yourself to get a job in that same industry. What you're doing with house cleaning or taking care of the kids, you're going to end up getting a family that owns two houses.
Okay. Right.
All right, but believe me, I feel more enthusiastic for yourself. Don't try to hold on to what you got, but be enthusiastic to your new game plan, to your new life, and start preparing yourself for it, and start putting yourself out there for it, and start searching for places, and start, you know, whether it be with work, whether it be with where you're living, because I'm telling you, 2 and 2 is going to match up for yourself. Just stay positive, stay enthusiastic, and you're going to see magic is going to, the world's going to open up to you.
Okay.
All right. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you, don't be afraid.
Okay.
Just go ahead and do what you got to do.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's just the fear of the unknown, like you said, you know. The big
step. You know what the funny thing is? Everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. But the funny thing is like when we cross over to the other side, it's much better over on the other side than it is here, but yet everyone's afraid to go over there.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny, but this is the same thing with your life. I'm very enthusiastic about your life. I really am. I'm very excited about your new life, and you're gonna say like, wow, this is the best it's ever been, and like, you know, and you're gonna kick yourself in the butt. You know, I should have done this a long time ago.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I am getting excited about it. I really am.
Yeah, and you're going to, you know, like I said, just you know, put the ad out or put yourself out, you know, in newsletters. And just, you know, I think like Craigslist, you know, there are people who, you know, advertise out there or with the name tag, you know, when you put an advertisement of yourself in the supermarkets or certain places like that and have a little paper with your phone number on it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be fine. Okay. Trust me. You're going to be fine. I have no concerns or worries about you. But I understand why you're a little worried because, like you said, it's your life and it's the unknown. So, but I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm saying, don't worry, you're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Sleep good and see a good movie, okay?
Okay.
Treat yourself,
all right,
treat
thank
yourself
you.
To a good movie, an uplifting movie.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You got it, sweetheart. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, everybody. Listen, stick around. I got to go to a commercial break, and then I'm going to take on another wonderful caller all the way from California. You're with Artie Hoffman, Angels and Answers. Check out my Facebook. Check out my website. And if you want a reading, a private reading, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, and you also get a recording with it. And, you know, feel free to give me a call. And also, you can call my partner, Sky, which is 908-500-1474. I give you her 1-900 number, but I forgot. All right, everyone, stick around because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. We have a couple of callers online. Before I go to our first caller, I just want to express, for some reason, I feel like the need to tell you this. As far as knowing how to pray, the more specific you are with your prayers, the more sufficient your prayers are going to come through. And I'll tell you what I mean. If you want to pray for, say, a new home, just don't pray for, you know, thank you, God, for bringing me a beautiful home. Say, thank you, God, for bringing me a beautiful home, a healthy, beautiful home that I could comfortably afford. For those of you who are alone in life and want a partner in life, thank you, God, for bringing me this beautiful person who could love me as much as I love them. Thank you for bringing in this beautiful person who is financially comfortable. Thank you for bringing somebody to me who is a good communicator, who's fun-loving. Thank you for bringing me somebody who's healthy, somebody who's available. All right, you might be asking for the perfect person to come into your life, but if they're already married, guess what? You're screwed. So it's very important to be very, very specific as far as the qualities of what you want in a partner. Do not say what you don't want, okay? Only say what you do want. And visualize, and somebody who I'm sexually compatible with, you know, somebody who has a generous heart, somebody who's very loving and giving, you know, somebody who has good family qualities about them, somebody with a sense of humor. You know, thank you for somebody who really cares. Thank you, God, who shares the same values I do. You know, and don't be afraid to ask for very specifics. And then after you say that or write it on a piece of paper, look at it every day on a piece of paper, or write it every day on a piece of paper, and just keep looking at it. And every now and again, you'll burn that piece of paper so the smoke signals go to heaven. Never throw away your papers in the garbage, because then that's where your prayers are going, in the garbage. So keep everything with a positive, okay? Right now, we have a wonderful call all the way from California. Hey, Rose, how are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for your patience and waiting for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's worth it.
Thank you. I love your name. It's the name of my grandmother. She was a wonderful person.
Oh, thank
you. Just like you.
Thank you.
What can I do for,
hon? My career, mostly, like the next job. I'm wondering if I'm looking in the right place or what. I don't know. I'm just feeling a little lost. I'm not feeling passionate right now about what I'm doing. And
yeah, that's exactly, you want to know something? That's exactly what I was picking up on, that you weren't happy with doing what you're doing. It's not just the job situation of where you work, but it's the kind of work you're doing that's not fulfilling. Does your job involve like a lot of like paperwork or numbers and stuff like that?
Unfortunately, I do a lot of paperwork, but I'm a social worker, so.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's why I was picking
up. More paperwork than I do. Too much paperwork
and not enough people.
Yeah, I prefer more people, and of course, I always know every job, social work job, you have to do paperwork, but it's just too imbalanced.
You want to know something? I literally live that every day with my wife, because she does the exact same thing, and she's overwhelmed by the politics of everything. So I 100% understand exactly what you're going through. And you want to know something? When you do what you're doing, you know, it's actually more of a labor of love than it is for, this is not a job that you want to get rich at, because you're never going to get rich, because the funds are never there.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, as far as what you're doing, hold on just a second. You want to know something? Do you have the luxury? I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now. Do you have the luxury of working part-time on top of your job, like anywhere? Hello?
I don't think I would feel comfortable from a financial standpoint.
No. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking on top of, not instead of.
Oh, well, the current job I'm at, if I'm asked to do something I'm not expecting for that day or that week, and it could take hours out of my day, I always feel like I have to be available to my current job because, God forbid, they ask us, they just spring things on us, and they expect us to do it regardless.
Yeah, no, I 100% understand. I mean, unfortunately, your situation is, like you said it perfectly, you're stuck. But what I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. If you are able to take just 1 or 2 days, you know, if it's at all possible, I do see you going full-time at a part-time job. But I'm not telling you to let go of this job. I'm telling you to do something on the side that could get your whistles wet so that you can get excited about something else. And then you're going to end up working, doing something else besides what you're doing. It's going to start off part-time and then go into full-time. But you have to be able to pull you're going to be able to pull yourself out of this situation. But if you don't make that commitment to change, to do that little extra work, that extra one day of work to work elsewhere, unfortunately, you're going to stay stuck. And I know you're feeling with a lot of guilt and a lot of pain with doing what you're doing. Like, you feel guilty about leaving. You feel guilty about not pulling through for other people who strongly depend on you. But yet, at the same time, it's choking you to death.
Yeah. I mean, I have thought of that I wanted another part-time job, but then I'm just like, oh, God, if they spring something on me at the last minute.
Trust me when I say this.
They expect it to be done, whether it's reasonable or not.
I understand that, and I'm telling
you. Do you have any idea what this part-time job is? Like, what type of job it is?
How are you with pets and animals?
See, that's my passion. I'm actually, right now I'm feeling I'm very passionate about dogs, especially animals, but dogs in particular. That's like, I was talking to one of my clients' nannies, and I'm just like, oh my God, you know, if I could, I would be working with dogs if I can make a living. And she said, well, how about being a dog trainer? And I said, no, I'm not, that's not me.
The reason why I said that is because I literally kept seeing you walking dogs, starting your own dog walking business or taking care of people's pets or house sitting. And you want to know something? Your business would grow faster than you realize. And you wouldn't be needing the job you have now. You could wean into it. You don't have to drop your job now to have that. But you can do both at the same time. And, you know, at nighttime, if you know, somehow, some way, I know you can make this work.
So do you see me, like, working for someone doing this, or do you see me doing, like...
No, working for yourself. No, working for yourself.
Oh, for myself. So I would, like, advertise, oh, I'll walk your dog or take care of your dog or house.
I'll clean up your backyard. I'll walk your dog. I'll feed your dog. Are you going away for a few days? You want me to house sit and I'll, you know, take care of your pets or, you know, your pets and your plants while you're away. I do see you being able to do both. And then eventually you're going to drop this job and do this other job full time.
Oh, that sounds great, because that's what I feel. I'm very, very passionate about animals with dogs, like I said. And I'm like thinking, oh, my God. Usually there's, well, I mean, depending on what you do. But, you know, I came across this dog at the dog park the other about 2 weeks ago, and it was a disabled dog. And the dog's name was Salty, and my mom wanted to know more about it. And then I've been thinking about the dog. I feel so bad. I should have gotten the lady that's fostering that dog her phone number. But do you think I'll ever see that dog?
I'm not sure if you're going to still see that dog, but I will tell you what seeing. I want you to start going to anything that involves dog shows. Anything with dog shows, anything with dog seminars, anything that involves pets and dogs. I want you to go to the conventions or go to the shows, because this is going to motivate you, and this is what's going to give you that passion to actually go after your dream. And then you're going to end up living to be a happy person. But it's going to start off part-time. You're going to be super excited about it, and then your energy is just going to continue and continue. And then you're going to see eventually you're going to be in high demand. But for this to happen, you have to put your thoughts into action, and that's what will create your desire, your dreams come true.
Wow. So you don't see me, like, in the long run, continuing to work in the social work field.
It's up to you. It's literally, it's your free will.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you, there is another option.
Okay. That sounds great. It's scary, but sounds great.
Right. But want to know something? Don't allow fear to stop you from going after your dreams. Because what you're doing right now is sucking the life out of you.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely very, very passionate about the dog.
So if you woke up even on a part-time basis, like, you know, your whole life is like, oh, I can't wait to walk the dog, or, oh, I can't wait to, you know, for them, it's like, oh, it's simple, it's the dog. And for you, it's like all exciting. And I just see you, you're going to be able to actually communicate to these animals telepathically. You're going to end up doing more than just walking the dogs. Telepathically, you're going to be picking up on them.
Oh, my God, that's great. Oh wow! I mean, that's
all
so
right,
exciting.
So for you to get motivated, just start going to dog shows or start looking at websites, anything with dog shows or conventions. And I'm telling you, everything's going to work out. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Artie.
All right, sweetheart. All right, everybody, listen up. This is Artie Hoffman. You're with Angels and Answers. And I want you to stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence.
Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I just want to give a quick acknowledgement to my mother. Today is the anniversary of her passing 2 years ago. And, I'm just extremely grateful for having the kind of mom that I did and who helped teach me all about unconditional love. She always had a great sense of humor. She always looked at things from a positive. She never had a bad thing to say about anybody, or very rarely. And she was a great conversationist and just such a lovely person. And, physically I miss her very much, but she does send me signs every single day to let me know that she's around. And I know she's watching over me and enjoying the progress of my life and all. And, I'm very proud to say, she's my mom, and it was a great ride. It really was. And I'm very grateful to God for giving me such a beautiful lady in my life for so many years. And and I was with her when she crossed also. I was right with her, and it was a beautiful and a sad experience at the same time when she crossed. It was her time, and she was 85. And, when she crossed, it's like I knew, she's in a much better place and she's with her friends and family over on the other side. And like I said, I miss her, and I'm happy that she's out of pain and that, she's comfortable. And I know she's in a very good place. So I love you, Mom. Okay. And I did give a very good, funny eulogy at her funeral when that time was. So there's lots of funny moments. So it's not all sad. There were some, really funny moments too. So, but any case, right now, we only have a few more minutes left, but right now we have a patient person waiting from New Jersey, Laura. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hey, Artie, how are you?
Good, sweetheart. All right, what can I do you for?
Well, before I even ask my question, I really wanted to thank you. I had the opportunity of meeting you over the summer, and you had told me to get my foot checked out. For 2 years, I had a lot of pain. Well, I finally, said, all right, whatever, I'm going to the doctor. They found two fractures in my foot, and I had the surgery last week. I'm recovering. I just want to thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I would have never went.
Oh, thank you, Laura. That's a beautiful testimony. I'm glad your foot is in the process of healing, and that makes me feel really, really good. I mean, it really does. And it's moments like this that, I don't even like to call it a job, but makes what I do worthwhile. And, it amazes me because I didn't step one foot in med school. and to be able to get answers to help people medically. It's funny because I joke around sometimes when women say to me, Artie, how's my health? And my response is, when somebody asks me how their health is, I said, well, I didn't bring my stethoscope, but take off your shirt and I'll check you out.
Wanted to know from you is, I spend a lot of time, with my career, providing for my kids. I don't take a lot of me time as far as finding relationships or anything. So I just vacation. So I didn't know if you saw anything on that level. or anything in that area.
I got news for you. You're going to be going away two times before the summertime is over. I am seeing too many getaways. One's going to be a really, you know, fun trip with another family or another group of people. And another one is just going to be you and your immediate family.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And all I'm saying is that as soon as the opportunity presents itself, just go for it. All right.
Okay.
Don't say why you can't. Just say, all right, how am I going to make this work? That's the first thing that I want you to say to yourself. How am I going to make this work? Don't say, well, I got this. Don't let excuses stop you from going after what it is that you want.
Okay. Absolutely. I didn't know if you saw anything, like, as far as, like, relationships. I haven't dated in a while. If you saw anything in that area.
Okay, hold on a second. You want to know something, as far as relationships go, you're going to end up doing, being with somebody who does business with jewelry. They might buy gold, or they're a designer of jewelry, or diamonds or something, but I'm seeing something, or they work in a jewelry store, or they have this thing for like owning lots and lots of watches. But they're really something about jewelry. Okay. As a matter of fact, this person lives pretty close to you, too. He doesn't live far away. And you're going to meet him by accident.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's not going to be like a setup. It's going to be a spontaneous situation.
Oh. That's good. Well, they usually say that's when you find somebody, when you're not looking.
Yeah, no, well, some people search high and low on the online and plenty of fish and, you know, mm-hmm. But yeah, for you, it's just, it's going to be right in your backyard. It's just going to be, he lives pretty close to you and just allow serendipity to happen and just put your little prayers out there and say, thank you for bringing in this beautiful man into my life. And hopefully you heard how to draw in the love of your life.
Yes, I heard that.
Okay. So write it down on a piece of paper, write in detail the kind of person you want and just write thank you and just look at it every day and visualize the kind of person you want, even in physical looks. And right now, unfortunately, I got to end this show.
Okay, but it was so good talking to you, Artie.
Laura, thank you so much for that beautiful testimonial and for your kind words, and that was really, really nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, you have a great night.
All right, sweetheart, you too.
All right,
everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of love and prosperity and happiness. May the angels and the Holy Spirit watch over you, your family, and your friends, to provide you and give you everything that you ask for, but you cannot be afraid to ask, all right? Ask your angels, ask the Holy Spirit to be a part of your life, and I promise you, you're going to see mountains moving, all right? Only ask for what you do want. Never ask for what you don't want, all right? Just always keep your faith, all right? Don't live in fear. Don't be a victim to life. Don't be a victim to anybody. Don't be a victim to circumstances. Keep everything in the positive and start making healthy choices that will get you from where you are to where you want to be. And until next week, everybody, Sky and I, we're going to be coming back next week at Thursday between 5 and 7. Oh, and also I just wanted to quickly say, check out ArtieHoffman.com. I got YouTubes on Angels and Answers, also with Artie Hoffman with Facebook. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02 if you want a private reading, and Sky's number is 908-500-1474. So until next week, everybody, enjoy yourself for the entire week. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyeofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.